91X News.
It's 9 degrees at noon, and the fog is just starting to lift as we are seeing some sunshine. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Charlotte McParland, and here's what's making news this morning. Yardmen's Arena will be undergoing renovations soon. Mayor Tasso Christopher said at last night's council that he is hoping to have this project start right away.
So it's a great project. It's taken us about 11 months to get this far, and staff has worked endless hours with our legal team. So the proposal we have now is, as they say, a contractor at risk. So, and they're ready to roll now. So, you know, we've partnered with a contractor that's done 16 plus projects. It was in the report. And we've also partnered with an architectural firm that's done over 50 of these. So, you know, on the radar screen, it looks like it's good news, but they have to start right away. We have $1.5 million worth of construction each and every month for the next 12 months.
Construction is supposed to be completed by the first weeks of November 2017, or else Ball Construction Limited could be facing fines of up to $5,000 per day. A Brighton man will find out next month whether he will stand trial in the Superior Court of Canada for first-degree murder in the death of his ex-wife. She was struck by a hit-and-run driver in Emeryville near Windsor on February 23, 2006. And died 5 days later of her injuries in a Detroit hospital. A Windsor court official says 49-year-old Scott Quick will learn on December 19th if there is enough evidence for him to go to trial. Quick was arrested by the OPP in March of last year in connection with the death of 40-year-old Nancy Quick. And Ontario's agriculture and trade ministers are in India this week for the province's first ever trade mission to the country. Agriculture, Food and Rural Affairs Minister Jeff Leal and International Trade Minister Michael Chan are being accompanied by 19 delegates representing 23 Ontario agri-food businesses. The government says that the mission provides Ontario's agri-food companies a chance to develop new relationships that can lead to trade opportunities in the future. Ontario is home to Canada's largest Indo-Canadian community, estimated at about 700,000 people. And a Toronto area MP is apologizing for incorrectly selling himself to voters as a professional engineer during last fall's federal election campaign. Majid Jahare, a rookie Liberal MP for Richmond Hill, says he was licensed as a professional engineer from 1995 to 99, after which his license was canceled for non-payment. Under the Professional Engineers Act, unlicensed individuals are prohibited from using these titles, engineer and professional engineer. But Jahare used both of those terms to describe his credentials during an all-candidates debate last fall. And as a result, the Professional Engineers of Ontario charged Jahare with violating the act. The regulatory body withdrew the charges after Jahare agreed to write a public letter of apology and donate $5,000 to the Ontario Professional Engineers Foundation for Education. Across the country, the Conference Board of Canada predicts about 9,000 new jobs will be created in Alberta next year as the province continues to recover from last spring's devastating wildfires. Reconstruction jobs will become a $5.3 billion from all levels of government, insurance payouts, and private donations as they flow into the Fort McMurray area over the next 3 years. Insurance companies will carry out most of the burden compared with the Alberta floods of 2013, which saw both levels of government covering the bulk of the money because of the differences in fire versus flood insurance coverage. And the federal NDPs are raising concerns about suicide prevention programs in northern Saskatchewan, where six Indigenous girls have killed themselves this fall. Opposition critic Buckley Bélanger says the government promoted an 811 emergency phone line for suicide calls, but in the middle of the night, there have been times when no one was available to answer them. Greg Ottenbright, Minister of Rural and Remote Health, says an alternative is available, and the province is trying to improve the programs.
Whether we're training nurses in Nola Lacrosse or mental health workers across the north and having them have the opportunity to practice in the north and support our citizens in the north as well, Mr. Speaker, or if it's the expansion of psychiatric clinics, whether it's through remote presence technology or people on the ground moving and traveling up to the north to perform those psychiatric clinics.
Bélanger asked the government how it can promote a plan that isn't available when people desperately need it. And Premier Christy Clark says she is in England selling British Columbia as a potential new trading partner for the United Kingdom, following the country's vote to leave the European Union. Clark says she is meeting with British investors to highlight the province's software, lumber, and aerospace products, and BC's growing popularity as a tourist destination among Brits.
Well, now they're on the cusp of being free to do their own trade agreement. They're going to look to Canada. And now's the moment to make sure BC is on their map, that BC jobs and BC workers, BC products are on their map.
Clark will also be at Buckingham Palace tomorrow for a ceremony recognizing BC's efforts to protect the Great Bear Rainforest on the province's remote central coast. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says he's not bothered by the telephone conversation between U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Stoltenberg says he's pleased that the two are communicating.
I think it is a very normal thing that President-elect Donald Trump speaks to world leaders, including, of course, the leader of Russia. And the message from NATO has been that we want dialogue with Russia.
The Kremlin says Putin and Trump discussed the extremely unsatisfactory state of U.S.-Russia relations and ways to normalize ties between them. And in entertainment news, former WWE champ Dwayne The Rock Johnson can add People's Sexiest Man Alive title to his list of accomplishments. The wrestler-turned-actor was crowned this year's winner earlier this morning. The 44-year-old tells the magazine that the honor means that he has pretty much reached the pinnacle. Johnson is set to discuss his new status with Ellen DeGeneres on her talk show today. Last year's winner was British soccer star David Beckham. Johnson has lent his voice to a character in the animated Disney film Moana, which hits theaters next week. That's QNET News on 91X to 1206. Sports is next.
If you're struggling to find a job, the next 30 seconds will change everything. Loyalist Community Employment Services will guide you to your next job for free. They will help you build a marketable resume, prepare you for interviews, support your job search, and help you access funding for training. There's your game changer.
This Employment Ontario program is funded in part by the Government of Canada.
Loyalist Community Employment Services. Start here. Dundas Street, Belleville, right beside Pinnacle.
Absent 16 players at the Eastern Canada Cup All-Star Challenge in Cornwall, the Trenton Golden Hawks and Cobourg Cougars clashed in a battle of the top teams in the OJHL's East Division last night in Cobourg. Despite missing so many regulars, 9 from the Trenton Golden Hawks and 7 from Cobourg, the teams did not disappoint the almost 700 spectators in attendance, as the visiting Golden Hawks took a 3-0 lead, then held on for a nail-biting 3-2 victory. And Toronto FC returned to training today after having the weekend off. Fullback Justin Moreau says the team can't wait until it returns to action November 22nd against Montreal in Game 1 of the MLS Eastern Conference Final.
I can't believe there's still so much time. You know, it's a long break. I think we're all itching to get back out there, but we have a good week of preparation coming up, and we'll be ready to go.
And Chris Paul had 21 points and 9 assists, and Blake Griffin added 20 points in a 127-95 rout of the Brooklyn Nets last night that improved the Los Angeles Clippers to a 10-1 with their 7th straight victory. The Nets head coach Ken Atkinson says his young team can learn from watching the Clippers.
The positive I take out of it is great for our guys to see a team, you know, a high-level team like that, you know, competing the way they did and sharing the ball the way they did. And all the credit to them.
Riding the play of their big Bucks defense and the gutsy play calling of rookie coach Ben Mikado, the New York Giants posted their first 4-game winning streak since 2013 by beating the Cincinnati Bengals 21-20 last night. Bengals quarterback Andy Dalton and his offense couldn't overcome bad field position, as they were in their own end for most of the game.
We just weren't able to flip the field position, and we got pinned back, and then we got third down, third and short, and we weren't able to get that first down. We missed it by a couple inches. I mean, so it's like we just needed that one play to get us going. We never got it.
Rookie star Patrick Laine and the Winnipeg Jets host the Chicago Blackhawks tonight in one of 13 games on the NHL schedule. Laine leads the league in goals with 11, while teammate Mark Shifley has an NHL best of 20 points. The Jets are coming off a shutout win over the Kings on Sunday. Chicago beat the Canadiens in their last game. PK Subban is back in his hometown tonight as the Predators visit the Toronto Maple Leafs. Nashville got off to a slow start this season, but the Preds have bounced back to win their last three games. Elsewhere, Ottawa is in Philadelphia. Montreal hosts the Panthers. Calgary takes on the Wild in Minnesota. And Vancouver is home to the Rangers. And Edmonton is in Anaheim. Canadian Andrew Wiggins will look to keep his momentum going as his Minnesota Timberwolves host Charlotte. Wiggins is coming off a career-high 47-point outing against the Lakers on Sunday. Around the NBA, Miami is home to Atlanta, Portland welcomes Chicago, and the Lakers entertain Brooklyn. And Canada's own Milos Raonic plays second seed Novak Djokovic this afternoon as round-robin play continues at the ATP Finals in London. The Thornhill, Ontario player is seeded fourth. He won his first match over France's Gael Monfils. Djokovic is coming off a win over Austria's Dominic Thiem. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk@gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville, with the fog starting to lift, a mix in sun and clouds is expected for the rest of the day with a high of 12. Tonight, becoming cloudy for most of the evening and a 30% chance of showers starting at midnight tonight with a low of plus 4. At 12:11, it's 9 degrees currently. QNET News on the air at 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Charlotte McParland. QNET News on 91X is next at 1:00.